Nature is Our Lesson Book, April 14. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Some years ago, while rowing on Lake Gagak, in Michigan, with my husband, we saw a beautiful lily. I asked my husband to get it for me, and to pluck it with as long a stem as he could. He did so, and I examined it. In the stem was a channel through which flowed the nourishment best suited to the development of the lily. This nourishment it took, refusing the vileness with which it was surrounded. It had a connection with the sand far below the surface, and from there drew the sustenance which caused it to develop, its loveliness. Christ says, "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin, and yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." No artist can produce the beautiful tints which God gives to the flowers. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Nature is our lesson book. Christ used the objects of nature to impress truth on the minds of his hearers. Therefore take no thought, saying, "What shall we eat?" Or, "What shall we drink?" Or, "Wherewithal shall we be clothed?" For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Let us do all we can to show our children that there is a heaven to win and a hell to shun. Let us teach them to strive for everlasting life. Bring your children up in the admonition of the Lord, and you have fitted them to work in the church, you have fitted them to go forth into missionary fields, you have fitted them to shine in the courts of the Lord. Parents, do not try to follow the ever-changing fashions of the degenerate age. It does not pay. At the last day God will ask you, "What have you done with my flock, my beautiful flock?" How will you answer him if you have betrayed your trust? For Christ's sake I beseech of you to guard your children. Do not be cross or hasty. Give them happy things to think of. Strive with all the power God has given you to gain the crown of everlasting life, that you may cast it at the feet of the Redeemer, and touching the golden harp, fill all heaven with rich music. The Christian life,